The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? Sucks.
There's a British slang term for taking the pee.
Yeah.
This one kind of takes it to another level. The headline reads: Met police officer filled steam iron with urine at Charing Cross station. So if you're wondering, like, your iron for your clothes, instead of being filled with water, somebody peed in it. And they used it to press all of the officers' uniforms.
Oh, that is brutal.
It's collegiately funny. Disgusting. Entirely.
Very gross.
But 20-year-old me is going...
Wait a minute, though. Somebody did this...
Inside the...
This is an inside job.
Oh, it's 100% an inside yard. This is the biggest... I believe this is the biggest European processing station that exists out there. Like across all the continent. Like, this is a big place.
Okay. And they get their clothes ironed for them, huh? Mm-hmm. That, you don't have to do that at home?
Well, so this is inside the station?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the culprit filled an iron used for officers' uniforms while on duty with urine at the locker room in central London. They're probing two offenses of criminal damage after the grim discovery last weekend. The Met is investigating one count of criminal damage over the iron prank, which left officers' uniforms stained with body waste, and another over damage to an unknown piece of police equipment. I'm like, what else were they using the iron on? Are they like ironing their bulletproof vest? Like, what's... What's going on here? They're knife vests? Like, what else are you ironing that this could have damaged?
Oh,
this
my God.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
No, this is malicious urine distribution.
But very, very similar.
That was the closest thing.
Yeah, that is very close. Yeah. I wonder what the motivation here was. Do you get pulled over? Do you get, like, a jaywalking ticket on your way to work? You're like, you know what the hell with this guy?
But no,
and all the rest of them, too. I don't know which uniform is his.
It's an inside job.
I'm going to go ahead and do this to everybody. Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's not like another officer is ironing the clothes. This is like, or you iron your own clothes? Is that what you're saying?
See, somebody
but
got
the
some,
iron is there?
Somebody got so mad they didn't even want to pee in the Cheerios. They wanted to pee in the iron to iron the clothes.
Oh, how does this work?
I think this is another cop.
I think it's another cop. I do too. Yeah. This is it because in my mind, I don't think they have somebody hired who is pressing the clothes themselves, right? I think they have like the community iron, right? You got the community iron. Somebody's
Could
like,
be.
You know what? I'm going to take a whiz in this iron because Dale uses it. Dale's a D-hole and I don't like him very much. So and then he's like, oh no. Dale's just the only guy, when I'm here, that uses this iron. Everybody else uses it. I'm in trouble.
I'm going to take this one step further and say I don't want my taxpayers to go towards somebody whose job it is to iron the police officer's clothes. They can iron their own damn stuff.
I mean, this is London, though, right?
I'm sure those Brits, those English people, they don't want their taxpayers going for somebody else to iron the Tories' uniforms.
All right. I'll hear it. Sustained. Yeah,
it's all very gross. It's all very gross.
But it's a good one.
I mean, it is. It's look. That's why I opened this with. This is
you
gross,
are the petty
but,
king. So yeah. The backstory to this is probably the most petty.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But one retired Met detective, Chief Inspector Mick Neville.
Mick Neville.
M-I-C-K.
You get that at McDonald's?
McDevil? What?
Yeah. He dubbed the mystery culprit the Slasher of the Yard.
That... The Slasher of the Yard should be getting stabby.
Right?
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't fit at all.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't Jack the Ripper, this is Jack the Peer.
Yeah.
But with S's.
Like, if we were to go, like...
I would say a different word, but I think that is actually an FCC violation, yeah, according to George Carlin. Yeah,
the Wizard of the Yard? The Wizard of Yard.
Dusty got there.
Huh?
Oh, the Wizard of Oz?
I don't know where the Oz fits in, but the Wizard, what's the name of the station again?
Charing Cross.
What?
Charing Cross.
Charing?
Mm-hmm.
Charing Cross. Charing Cross.
Ooh, ooh. We have a potential upset here on the Vancouver Ford text line.
Oh, yeah. What do we got?
The peak could be from a fire department. A little friendly rivalry.
Hey.
That would be fun.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm in on this. Is this as truly uniquely American, or do all firefighters hate police officers globally?
I think it's a global thing.
And vice versa,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it apparently a big New York thing where, like, the firefighters and the
yeah,
police, yeah, they have, like, their big basketball games and football games.
Football,
against each other,
hockey, and, yeah, softball, baseball. They're playing in Yankee Stadium.
Like, they take it so seriously.
Like, that's the famous Chris Christie photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 They take it so seriously where, like, the NYPD, they put their name in the front of it, but when it comes to the fire department, it's FDNY.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even want them in the same, like, front
order.
Half of the, yeah.
Yeah, this is...
I watched Law & Order.
The conclusion is, if caught, the officer or staff member in question would likely face a gross misconduct hearing and would be dismissed from the force without notice. I wonder if it would just be a regular misconduct order if it wasn't... the fact that he peed on everything instead of gross misconduct.
Hey, oh, I see what you're there, because that is pretty gross.
It is pretty gross.
Right?
It's pretty gross. It was pretty gross. How long do you think they went before they were like,
what does it smell?
I got a pee uniform on. Like, you go through full shift?
Look, I
think you notice it as it's being pressed, if you're pressing it yourself.
Unless it's a stinky room, which...
Well, see, but the thing is, you're not pressing it yourself because it's already been pressed with the... P-iron, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I would hope you'd notice it as you're putting it on.
Well, the thing is, like, look, I unfortunately put a jacket on when I was walking out of the house the other day, and I had laid it on top of the...
Your pee?
No, not on my pee.
Oh.
On top of a box, like, low in my office, and the pup, Tanner, every now and then will mark something. Like, once every, like, a couple months. And I got in the car and I went, it smells like dog pee.
Uh-oh.
And I literally, like, lifted my arm and smelled it. I was like, oh, you little. Immediately threw it off and went back in the house and threw it in the washer. I was like, so, like, you notice pretty damn quick what that
pee,
is.
The pee scent.
Yeah. The British diet certainly can't help.
All the bangers and mash?
Boiled foods?
I mean, yeah. I don't think you got a lot of good teammates in England, is what I'm saying.
I've made no bones about it. We are a cat household. We have three cats. And the other day I was cleaning one of the litter boxes. And it's the flushable litter. So, you know, we'd pick it up, we'd take it in the bathroom, we'd scoop it, and we'd flush it.
Sure.
And literally, a minute after I took this litter box into the bathroom to go scoop it, I find one of our three cats, and he's over there squatting in the corner right where that box was.
Yikes, dog.
Also next to another litter box that he could have gone in. And, yeah, I chased... like, he's my little buddy.
Wow, you sound very upset about that.
No,
like,
I'm very...
You had to take a deep breath.
I'm very upset about it because he's like my little buddy, too. He's the one that... He's the big cuddler. Yeah. He's the one that always comes and, like, wants to rub up against me, and he's the dude, but, yeah. And
this is why...
I walked out, and he was looking...
That cat doesn't care about you.
I walked out, and he was looking right at me in my face as he did it, too.
Yeah, he said, try and stop me.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Meanwhile, mine, he's just maybe a little too dumb sometimes.
Yeah.
I love my little guy, but maybe he tries to assert a little too much dominance.
Okay.
Need you to chill, bud.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.